This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Harry Martin, who's Verizon Wireless Director of Data Solutions. Welcome to Broadband Wireless Access World. Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We only have a few minutes, and we're going to hopefully talk next week at greater length, but right now I'd just like to get some basic questions about EVDO answered so that our listeners can get a little bit more up to speed on the technology. What does EVDO stand for, and what's the proper way to spell it?
All right, good question. EVDO is one of the many acronyms obviously being thrown around in the telecommunication space. EVDO stands for Evolutionary Data Optimized.
Okay, evolutionary data optimized. It's sometimes called data only, but it means data optimized is what it really
is. It does mean data optimized, but you know, data only is not a bad way to describe it because there is separation between the voice community and the data community. That's one of the big benefits, and that seems to be a critical component of our success within the enterprise space.
Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit also. Being really picky here, how is it capitalized? How is it punctuated? What does Verizon use as the standard format for saying EVDO?
Well, important point to realize that EVDO is a specification.
Right.
A lot of people don't talk in specifications. If you wanted to spell it out, it would be all uppercase, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, and typically a hyphen, D-O.
Okay, that's how I've been doing it lately.
We refer to it, though, or branded it as broadband access.
Okay.
First wireless service that really, on a wide scale, it can be categorized as broadband access.
So, and that's spelled one word, broadband access, with a capital B and a capital A in the middle, right?
And no, that is correct. No space between.
And no spaces. And that's Verizon's brand name for its EVDO service.
That is correct.
Okay, we got that out of the way. Tell us how EVDO works. What is it like? Wi-Fi? Is it like WiMAX? Is it like cellular? What's the technology base there?
Well, it rides on cellular.
Okay.
So it's just like making a cellular phone call. You're finding a local tower. It's riding over our backbone network, and then we're providing a handoff to the internet. And that can be extended out to, let's say, a capable laptop. It may have a PC card solution. Could be any one of our integrated devices that have inherent broadband access capabilities. But what we're doing is we're extending the internet all the way out to the end user. We're following the same rules as the internet, residing on or utilizing IP, which is internet protocol based.
Right.
And it's extended all the way out to the mobile device.
Now, it's essentially then you're saying it's available through your regular voice cellular network.
That is correct.
It uses the same transponders.
That is correct.
And how does it differ from the voice only cellular network?
Well, the way we've done it is we split up our spectrum in terms of carriers.
Right.
We have dedicated a carrier to support this high speed data solution.
Right.
So it's just a matter of separation. It's partitioning within our network to make that happen.
So certain frequencies are used for voice, and certain frequencies are used for the data. Would that be a
correct? But that is essentially correct. But
right.
The key difference is it's not so much a spectrum, as much as it is how we partition our existing spectrum. Keep in mind, we have a block of spectrum that's allocated to us. And the portion of spectrum could vary from market to market. But the end user never has to know that.
Okay.
All that intelligence is built into the devices that they buy from modem manufacturers, and then they work all the details out as they do the handshaking with our network.
Okay. Now, where is this service available now within the Verizon service area?
Currently, it's available in over 30 markets across the U.S. I don't have all 30 of them memorized, but what I would encourage you to do would be to refer to VerizonWireless.com's website.
Right.
And by going there, you'll see a link in there for broadband access, and it'll give you an opportunity to look at the coverage. So this way here, you can see if it's available in a market near you.
Okay. And if it is available, what is does a person need to be a Verizon Wireless voice subscriber to use it, or can they do that separately, or can they do it in conjunction with the voice service?
Currently, the way it is offered is it is offered as a standalone service, so it is for a data-only solution.
Okay. What kind of, so people would then contact broadband access and sign up for that, subscribe to that service?
Right, either online or contact a local rep or even stop in at one of our stores or authorized agents, correct.
Okay, is it possible to say what speeds are available for these internet-connected devices in all of your service areas, or does it vary?
Well, of course, it will vary, you know, based on topology and environmental challenges, but the capability that exists, it can support speeds of over 2 meg. Now, that will be burst rates, but what we try to do is to set some realistic expectations, and we're describing as typical speeds of anywhere between 300 and 500 K,
So this is
which is
clearly
comparable to what people know as DSL in their home.
it's clearly broadband
It's clearly broadband.
and comparable to wired DSL.
That is correct.
Now, is this available to or preferable for people who are mobile professionals or people in the enterprise or small businesses or residences? Is this if you can get if you're in one of those 30 markets and you get for example and you get Verizon cellular service in your home, can you get EVDO in your home?
Yes, you can. But I will tell you, we're seeing, it's been around for quite a while now, so it's a very mature technology. We've seen that enterprise organizations are the ones that embrace it in order to improve efficiencies by their own either sales teams or technicians. Just recently, though, we have had the introduction of what we call VCAST. VCAST is video on demand.
Right. How do you spell that? VCAST?
VCAST is all uppercase, VCAST.
Okay. And that's a brand name of video over internet that Verizon has.
Correct. Allows
Okay.
you to bring down short clips, allows you to view current information on the news, sports, weather, even entertainment.
Now, is this available in homes, in businesses, or mobile, or all of those?
Actually, with a VCAST capable phone, any subscriber with the right phone has the ability to download these messages or these clips and view it right on their phone. They now have the ability to not only view, but also to watch information, and they have the ability to interact. There's also some gaming that's on there that's comparable to the early days of PlayStation 1, and with that, they can interact with the game. So it takes it to a whole new level. But the VCAST offering is dependent upon our broadband access service.
Right. So in other words, it's a sub service. You need to have broadband access, and then you can get VCAST.
And again, with the right instrument, yes, then you can get VCAST.
Okay, let's talk about all of this in more detail and some other things as well next week. But I want to thank you for giving us this much of your time today, and we'll make this available to people on the web, and they can listen to it using broadband access if they've got it, or other means if they don't. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye now.